Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. Mind power in a healing perspective. When I got the information on this new book that is titled The New Human by Richard Gordon, I was really impressed with so much of the information because it complements a lot of my own experience in the work of mind. But more than that, it enables you to realize that you yourself, as an individual, I do not care what your background is. I don't care what your sex is. I don't care about any of that. It doesn't make any difference. You are a conduit for healing for others as well as for yourself. Now, this is something that Ernest Holmes talked about in The Science of Mind. There are so many people that have spoken of this throughout the centuries. But too often it has been relegated to a positioning that only a few could implement this particular skill, this ability, this power. I mean, that's a word that people often like to use, to a specific few individuals. And that's not the case. This belongs to everyone. It's just like when I talk about the intuitive self, it belongs to everyone. No one specific someone. My guest today, Richard Gordon, is a man who has worked with what he calls today quantum touch. And this is something I think you're going to find quite interesting because it is something you can implement for yourself, for animals, for anyone that you may wish to implement it for. And I think you're going to find our conversation this morning interesting. I want to welcome to the show Richard Gordon. Thank you for joining us today, Richard.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Richard, this is nothing new. Healing by touch has been around for as long as mankind has been around. But you have expressed another level of, I would say, education and understanding about how we as individuals can utilize this, and we can empower not just ourselves, but that we love around us. And it can be plants, it can be people, it can be animals of different types. For you, you had a journey that brought you to this. Would you share that journey with my audience?
Sure. Yeah, back in the early 70s, I go back that far, my health was getting worse and worse, so I went to a doctor, and I had lots of symptoms, intestinal, skin, lungs, and so forth. And he said, well, yeah, you have a lot of symptoms, but let's wait till you get worse, because nothing's big enough to treat yet. So I thought that was really good advice because that sent me right to a holistic health school where I studied lots of different subjects, but they brought in something called polarity therapy. And I was astounded that it could take me from feeling my worst to feeling great in minutes. And and just years later, when my book was about to come out on polarity therapy, which later became a bestseller called Your Healing Hands, The Polarity Experience, I met a man a few months before the book was in print who showed me something that was so astounding I couldn't even believe my eyes. He was touching people and the bones were sliding back into place with a light touch.
Who was it?
His name is Robert Rasmussen, And he was an amazing man who was incredibly intuitive and gifted. And he had, this was the first class he had ever taught, and he had taught himself this technique that later I apprenticed with him. It was his friend, his neighbor, and hung out with him. I eventually took over in his retirement, and then I wrote my last book, Quantum Touch, The Power to Heal. I mean, I saw wild things going on with the basic quantum touch work, as we call it now. And one time Bob had a bad gallbladder attack, and the doctors wanted to amputate. And that makes sense, because when your only tool is a hammer, you tend to see life as a nail.
Right.
And so I drove a few hundred miles down to where he was, staying at a hotel. He was teaching a class, and I worked on his gallbladder for an hour and a quarter. He sweated, took a shower, and said, thank you. And that was the last in his life that he had problems with the gallbladder. After that, I didn't see him for about 14 years. And when we reconnected, he had never had any problems again with that gallbladder. But anyway, long story is that we don't know the limits of what this works on, but it seems to work on pretty much what people have up to a point, and we can talk about that point later. But the point was, after I took over in his retirement and brought my book out, Quantum Touch, The Power to Heal, which is now in 17 languages, into print, about 4 years ago, just when I thought I might be getting a little bit bored, mm-hmm. you know, seeing just work on someone's back pain and the back pain disappears and it's not really as challenging as it had seemed, then I had a breakthrough. And the breakthrough was crazy. I was having dinner with some friends, and my friend said, oh, show this woman how you can adjust her hips with a light touch. And I was just about to do it. He said, you know, I bet you can do that without touching. I said, really? He said, yeah, try it. And I knew how to do it. I don't know how I knew, but mm-hmm. I completely knew how to do it, and I just did. And in a fraction of the time it would have taken to do it before, the hips just melted back into alignment. And then I go, oh, my God, what have I stumbled across? Mm-hmm. Then the question was, if we can do this, then what else is possible? And if we can do this, what are the implications? And it gave birth to Quantum Touch 2.0, The New Human, Discovering and Becoming.
Well, this story, some people listening to this might say, oh, this sounds like a bunch of woo-woo.
Huh.
It
sure.
is not, because when you look at life and you look at it and you see it as energy, everything has energy to it. When you're able to work with that energy within a harmonic resonance,
mm-hmm.
the mind will be able to do this. And with all of the years of practicing that you had,
right.
you were able to make that shift, and it really is an easy shift. I have had similar experiences in other modalities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost as if you have to demonstrate to the physical self until finally, like you
yes.
said, I'm sorry, but I've already got this down. What's next? And then the universe says, well, try this.
Yes.
And you go into that new level and you go, well, if it was always here, how come I didn't get it sooner? Well, maybe you weren't ready for it sooner. Maybe the mind and the body and the whole frequency had to come into the harmonic where you just accepted it. We just said, okay, here we go. This is what we do. And when it's that easy, I think it's very difficult for people to understand that often there is this evolutionary process that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
when it does happen, it comes into positioning with such ease. It's like an ice skater that practices and practices and practices and practices, and also all of a sudden she can do a quadruple, you know,
yeah, spin exactly.
or whatever. And someone goes, oh, that looks so easy. And I go, yeah, after I'd fallen on my tush, you know, 500,000 times, and I did it. But seriously, it is that process. And that is what I like about your book. Because with Quantum Touch 2.0, this is like a workbook, and you say, work with this, but don't try to possess it. Don't try to make things happen. It is a process of doing, being, and then letting go, and allowing things to work in their own way. And Ernest Holmes spoke of this many, many times in his written material, as did Phineas Quimby, as did so many people of the past. But the language, I think, that we're using today and the language that you employ in your book makes it easier to understand. You're taking it out of what I call the intellectual sphere, bringing it down into a sphere of practicality. Now, let's talk about quantum touch, because, and I'll quote from your book, the small story is that you can learn to accelerate the healing process and reduce pain. The big story is that this could very well transform our fundamental human identity, as well as our understanding of physics, chemistry, biology, medicine, and psychology. Now, this to me is a very powerful paragraph, because when you read stories of people that transmuted matter, the yogis of India, the adepts in Tibet, there are ancient cultures where people would literally watch them change molecular structure right in front of their eyes. They saw it. They could feel it. They could touch it. This is something that you are talking about on a whole different level. You're fascinated with this. This obviously is your calling. And you've got people all over the world. Let's talk about how people can become introduced to it through your book. If someone is listening right now, which I know we've got a number of listeners, when they are listening, what would you say to them first? What would you want them to be aware of in the beginning of this process?
Well, boy, you sure brought up a lot of different subjects here. There are so many things to become aware of. I think fundamentally, our love is actually real. It's not just a sentiment on a card or something you happen to feel and hope that somebody else feels, or an electrochemical reaction in the brain. It's real, and it has impact on other people. You know, you brought up skepticism, and one of the people I had to show this to on the way to make this out into the world was Dr. Norman Shealy, the founding president of the American Holistic Medical Association. He's quite the skeptic, and he lives in Missouri, and it's only because his friend Elmer Green, the father of biofeedback, convinced him to have me show him this work that he even agreed to see me. But we tested it on his most difficult chronic pain patients, people with 20 and 30 years of constant pain who had never been helped by any traditional alternative therapy. Now, this is just the basic quantum touch.
Mm-hmm.
And I trained his staff. We gave group sessions, and we had between a 30 and 70% pain reduction on every one of these patients. And that didn't impress him anywhere near as much as when he called me 2 weeks later to say, oh, my God, the pain relief is lasting on all these people. Now, what he saw later impressed him even more, because he wanted to see if I could affect people's brain waves at a distance. And even using the basic quantum touch, this was happening to such an extent that all the healers he had tested in the years previously, he was most impressed with what I was able to do. And he started calling me names like, you're a world-class healer. I said, Norm, this is a basic human skill.
Mm-hmm.
And we went back and forth. And I told him to test his other people. He tested his secretary, accountant, and nurses while I was gone, who I had trained in moving the life force energy. And every one of them was able to affect brainwaves at a distance. Now, he eventually called quantum touch the first technique that may truly allow us all to become healers, because he had tested Olga Worrell and all these famous people around the world, and he had never seen this before, especially from newbies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you realize that, and you brought up the correct words, it really does have to do with a resonance of our own frequencies of energy and how other people can match your vibration. We like to say that the definition of a healer is someone who was sick and got well. And a great healer is someone very sick who got well quickly. Because even though it looks like we're healing somebody else, and Hollywood would have you believe that you get tired or drained, which is not true, in order to help another person, it really is a function of resonance and entrainment. You hold a high vibration, they match your vibration or entrain to it, then their body intelligence and the spiritual intelligence takes over and does the healing. because I don't know how to digest your lunch any more than I know how to heal the cells in your body. Mm-hmm. This is way beyond my pay grade, as they say. Mm-hmm. This is basic human ability to heal ourselves. Now, if you're in the right frequency and vibration, we'll match it, and then the healing becomes accelerated.
You bring up such a marvelous point, and I'm going to step back in history a little bit to share some things with my audience, and I'm sure you're familiar with it. Many, many years ago, there was a woman whose name was Catherine Coleman. She used to have meetings at some place in California. It was a huge, huge facility. Literally, every week, thousands of people would go into this facility. And what she had them do, she had them join hands. And Catherine would tell the audience, she was known as a phenomenal healer. I'm not the healer. We are going to generate something. She said, I don't know why this works. And I remember talking to someone who was in a very serious situation physiologically. Mm-hmm. And they had become so desperate because they just had literally been thrown out by doctors that there was nothing that they could do for the person anymore. They went to one of these healing sessions, total skeptic. And the experience they had there, everybody joins hand. And this person said, oh, this is ridiculous. Now, can imagine thousands of people, and then eventually Catherine, her hands were joined with someone else. There was an electrical energy, that's the only way I know how to describe it,
mm-hmm.
that transmuted from her mm-hmm. to every single person in that audience.
Yeah.
And just what you mentioned, this individual said it was one of the most profound experiences they ever had. People on either side of this gentleman were healed.
Yeah.
They had chronic problems. He said he felt the energy, but it didn't affect him physiologically. He ended up having to go through some major surgery, which is another story in itself, which is phenomenal. But what he saw happen, he said, mm-hmm. this is real.
Yeah.
There is something going on here. I don't understand it. And this gentleman, when he was sharing the story with me, I don't know how many years ago this is. She's been gone for a long time now. But the scientists couldn't understand it. They didn't
right.
know how to work with it. And this is what you're bringing out in clarity in your book. This is not woo-woo. It's the very thing that Catherine, you know, a few generations back, I think she was really popular in the 50s, 40s and 50s. And this is something that she would try to explain, and
mm-hmm.
they didn't know how to use the language
sure.
to explain it. And that is what we've evolved into. And that's what I like about your book, because you were saying to anyone that will
huh.
read Quantum, The New Human, Quantum Touch 2.0, this is what you have to be aware of. This is not something that's outside of ourselves. It's right present, right here, right now, and we can utilize it. Now, what I like also about your book is that you are not concerned about any belief system. You are not concerned about skeptics. And I said to myself, this is my kind of guy. I mean, this is where we get down to the bare bones, and let's get real. I really like this approach.
I love skeptics because I started out as one myself.
Mm-hmm.
Skeptics, honest, there's two different kinds of skeptics. The honest skeptic wants to know the truth and doesn't care where it leads them. The bigot says, I know that this can't be true and I don't want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
absolutely.
Yeah. Now, one of the best skeptics I know, and in the best sense of the word, is my friend and co-writer, Chris Duffield. He's a scientist. He was a presidential scholar. He was one of the two people to get to meet the president. He was so bright. And he was friends with me for about 14 years before he started letting him, actually over a decade before he started letting himself start to consider that what I was saying might be true. He
mm-hmm.
had seen me doing this stuff endlessly, and we'd go to a cafe or out and about, and he'd watch me. Somebody's complaining about pain, and the pain disappears. He even brought me on stage at a conference where I gave a talk. It was sort of like a TED conference, and I said, is there a chiropractor in the house? And somebody comes up on stage, and we do my little song and dance, and all the bones move back into place on the people on stage. And he... he eventually came up with his understandings of the work. And what he said is that these new human abilities are as surprising to him as suddenly discovering that we could fly or breathe underwater. He says the thing he likes best about it is that it works even when he knows it won't. And perhaps his most interesting comment was that it's as if I've discovered a new human operating system, and now we're discovering all the apps. And when you realize that this represents a level of freedom within us to access and open up our heart chakra and utilize that energy in a very constructive way for friends and loved ones, to bring down pain, inflammation, accelerate the healing process, move bones. But then you start to discover that there's just a wide range of abilities we hadn't even considered, like working on multiple conditions simultaneously, working on multiple people simultaneously, working across time and space. It just opens up doors. And even we even came up with a way, and if a person really wants to change a belief system without any affirmation, you can assist them in doing it with energy. And that's just an amazing technique in and of itself.
Well, I feel that this is so important. There are so many different paradigms of what I consider blockage. And one of the points that you bring up is you don't make any judgment about it. If you, and you said the word love. If you emit this energy, and I'll just use one point of example that you have in your book, The New Human, Quantum Touch 2.0. It's visualizing a ball of light, and you called it an energy ball. And if you wanted to do just feel that coming from yourself going to whatever else, you don't even need to tell people you're doing it. You just do it, and you allow that whatever harmonic is necessary is going to be given. It's going to be in place. That technique, that particular level of awareness, it creates such an impact on the environment that you're in. It affects you, and it affects someone else, but it's a positive effect. And I've seen this happen so many, many, many times. But you have to let go of it. You don't own it. You just give it. You just allow it to be there. Now, you are training other people. And one of the things that you train people to understand is how to amplify and focus the life force energy. Qigong masters have been doing this for centuries, people that work with Tai Chi. And what you've done is take this, as I'm finding, many masters of different modalities are starting to do. They are saying, we must share this because it's time for us to change what's going on in the planet. Instead of going to war, instead of creating more havoc, and it's not just walking around like a love child waving flowers. This is not what we're doing. We're not going into the 60s modality. We are being consciously present with what we're doing, understanding and allowing the natural flow to do its job, which will be healing pain in a person, creating wellness for the self. Now, let's bring up something that you bring out in your book. You say, for some reason, you have a challenge working on yourself if you have a need. But you
Well,
know
some people do.
Yeah, and so some people have this, and usually it is part of the belief system. It's part of what they've been taught, that they cannot do this for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, yes, you can. But if that's the case, all right, then that's all right. Don't worry about it. Do what you're going to do. Let's talk about this energy, the chi, the prana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's discuss that.
Sure.
And give an example of what people can do.
Well, we can all start working with the chi and prana. Let me just kind of backtrack because you covered so much ground, and it's always I want to jump back in again. The deal is that we are using a combination of body awareness, deep body awareness, breathing techniques, focusing on parts of our body. In this case, with the level two, we're using a lot of heart chakra work, and amplifying it with will, intent, and our love. And so it isn't just visualizing. It's much deeper than that. But these are all real basic human skills. Now, what we're doing is we're raising our vibration, as I said previously, and letting the other person match the vibration. The vibration of what? You brought it up. The life force energy, the ki, the chi, the prana, whatever word we use. Dr. Beverly Rubick came up with a list of 76 words she found that different cultures use to describe this life force energy. It's only our modern physicians who come up with new words for it that we never heard before, like woo-woo and placebo and bogus. But it's a real energy. But it's not electromagnetic energy. And that's a huge misunderstanding. So you got all these people out there who are trying to measure the field of the heart electromagnetically. And it does have a fascinating and amazing field. But the electromagnetism is the shadow. It isn't the sun. It's just the shadow of the energy. It's the physical manifestation of the energy. But the energy is not electromagnetic. It doesn't fall within the electromagnetic spectrum. And the reason I can say that with such confidence is because electromagnetism, like light, falls off with distance. The further from the source, the less there is. So if you're too far from the radio tower, you don't get the signal.
Right.
With this, it doesn't matter how far you are. You can be looking at their picture on Skype or in a photograph or just write their name down and send them energy, and it gets there immediately. There's no distance to love. When you love somebody, well, you know, if I'm 10 feet away from you, I only love you a fraction as much as if you were 2 feet away from me. That's silly. The love does not drop off with distance or with time. The love is there, and that's what we're using. We're harnessing the power of our love, but we give it names. And the life force energy, that animating current of life, the thing that differentiates between that which is alive and something which is not alive, seems to be connected with love. Maybe it is love. I can't be sure about that. I'm not the theoretician. I'm just a very practical guy who says, all right, here's how you can access it, and here's how you can use it.
You say we're all making history, and together we can change the world. When I first started our chat today, I mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe every single human being has this phenomenal capacity that just can have an amazing effect on others. Your book, The New Human, Quantum Touch 2, in the book you talk about CDs and DVDs you have.
Yeah.
There's a number of different books. There's online training. There's mm-hmm. workshops. There's certifications. You've got community groups that are listed. There's a blog, message board, all kinds of things that are going on. So people can find out about this. And if this is an interest of theirs, if they want to pursue it, if nothing else, out of curiosity, think,
sure.
What is this? I think it's marvelous. And you have done a phenomenal job of being able to communicate regarding this. And obviously, this is a passion for your life. QuantumTouch.com is your website. And the book is broken down. Now, if someone just got this book, they didn't get any of the other books that
sure.
you have gotten, would you say to them, I want you to read the other one first? What would you say? Because
well,
I think that this is great for anybody.
It is great for anybody, and I quite intentionally wrote it so a newbie can pick up this book and start getting results within an hour. However, that said, I still encourage people to learn the basic work. It grounds it. It makes it richer and deeper and more powerful. But this work stands on its own. You know, personally, I just can't stand the books that you buy, and it's just a big advertisement for a class.
Mm-hmm.
I hate those books. So I will never write a book like that. I don't hide any information from people, ever. I want people to get it immediately. And this work is easy enough that new people can start using it. And I took a 260-page book, which is my basic quantum touch book. Sorry about that. Oh, no. Sorry about I got to get this turned off. Sorry. Anyway, I get the let's see, a little distracted here. So what I did was I took the basic quantum touch work And I reduced it down to about 8 pages from my normal mm-hmm. book. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, I gave you just enough information to start being able to move the energy effectively and be able to use the heart chakra effectively for the level two work. That said, there are live instructors around the world. There's an online video workshop training, and then there's the Quantum Touch basic book. And I highly encourage people to go back and get that fundamental grounding in how to move the energy even more powerfully, because you'll be able to get some great results immediately using Quantum Touch 2.0, the new human. But when you ground yourself in the work, if you love it, then take the time and learn how to do it even more effectively.
Well, I'll tell you what, Richard, this is just a joy. And I think that not only will this become very successful, as your other books have, but I think the message that you're giving here is one that is so strong and so powerful, and it empowers people. And that is what the gift of your material does. You don't have to go through any drama. It is not necessary. But understanding of how to breathe, how to develop the awareness of what you already have so that you can implement it not just for others but for yourself. It is so very, very important, and the wise ones for centuries have wanted people to know about this, and we are in a time frame where people like yourself are bringing this to the forefront. We don't need to have any mystical ceremonies or anything else. We can just be right where we are, present, do what we need to do, and see results. And Richard Gordon, I think your book, Quantum Touch 2.0, The New Human, goes a long way to accomplishing that. And I so appreciate you being a guest today. QuantumTouch.com. Check out the website. I think that it is something that anyone would benefit from. And I recommend it highly. I think it will have an impact on how you think, how you feel, and enable you to make some shifts in your life that you didn't think were possible, benefiting not just yourself, but others as well. Richard Gordon, thank you again for being my guest. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny. They will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are now open, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And for those of you that are listening to the show for the first time, all I need is your first name or your initial. Then I will be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. I wanted to share some stories with you for just a moment. When talking to Richard Gordon, and we're talking about the powerful aspect for healing that all of us have, and it is just a wonderful, wonderful phenomena, I really feel that I needed to share with you what someone, and I don't even remember the person's name, who was a healer. They had this lovely box that they kept in their office area. In this box, and they chose the box very carefully, they called it their prayer box. And they would say to clients or to anyone that came in, if you want me to put someone in the prayer box, because this person worked as a healer, they said, all right, you can go ahead, send me a little something or give me their name. I don't want to know what's going on with them, and they'll just be included. And this person would, once a week, have the time where they would focus just on that. They didn't need to know what the conditions were. And then they would do prayer work, and they would send out their healing energy. It worked so phenomenally well. I knew a woman who was Lebanese. Her name was Mama Nash. Mama Nash was a woman that was a laying on of the hands healer. Little short gal, just about as round as she was tall, which wasn't very much. She was about maybe 4'8". She was just a little squirt. And she just had this phenomenal energy that would come from her hands to anyone. And I know she turned me around when I was in the hospital. I was in my 20s. At the time, they wouldn't let me out because I had pneumonia. I didn't feel anything, but they said, we can't let you out. You have pneumonia. And she came in, and she said, don't worry, you'll get out of here tomorrow. And she did a laying on of the hands. But what she did, she just held her hands above my body, and she sort of did like a scan. And she said, okay, that's it. Now, it's very similar to what Reiki or Reiki energy practitioners do. So she was doing that. She didn't have a name for it. She just did the energy work. Next day, out of the hospital. Everything was perfectly fine. I broke into a tremendous sweat, and whatever was affecting my body literally left it. And it was because of her. So I have had particular experiences with this energy transference shift that adapts whatever molecular structure or imbalance, I should say, that's going on in the body. And my husband has had particular experiences that were spontaneous, not unlike what Richard was talking about. Olga Worrell was a phenomenal healer. She was tested by the leading scientists of the time, which was back in the 60s, 70s. She could send energy over thousands and thousands of miles. They tested her. They had things in labs. This has been proven over and over again. And finally, we are getting to the point, because of people like Richard Gordon, understanding this belongs to everyone. And I just hope that you will take the time to be curious about yourself, about your own capabilities, about what you can do, not just for yourself, but also for others. And I think it can make a phenomenal difference. So be open to the concept that there is a great deal in life that we don't understand, and that many times our journeys take us through certain experiences so that we open up to these understandings so that we can use them in life. And I loved what Richard said in his book. He said, I want you to be aware of something. This is very important. When you start doing this, your life gets better. And I love that approach. I love that approach because it is one that says you are empowered as well as those that you, yourself, empowering with the healing aspect. So I think that that is absolutely wonderful. Quick like a bunny, 888-627-6008. Well, caffeine. Oh, my goodness. There's always a controversy about caffeine. I'm not a coffee drinker. I'm a tea drinker. Tea has more caffeine than coffee. It's just, hey, whatever you prefer. But coffee is something that's enjoyed by millions of people around the globe. I personally think that it is a healthy beverage, but there's a lot of opinions on this. Now, here's some things that they have found out through research, that if you've got a headache, that caffeine itself improves the absorption of pain relievers. So if you have a severe headache, now this is going to really sound strange, but they've worked with this and they find that, yeah, take an aspirin along with a cup of espresso, and it helps the blood vessels to open up and the pressure in the head to release. Often, those headaches come from constriction of blood vessels that are leading up into the brain. Stiff muscles, you've been working at the computer a lot, all kinds of things can stimulate headaches with people. Also, how if you're out and you're wanting to improve your endurance, they say a 170-pound man will need about a cup and a half of coffee about 1 hour before a race. It affects your muscle. It affects your strength, your stamina. And that coffee does not necessarily keep people awake. I know it doesn't my husband. He could drink gallons of coffee. It doesn't keep him up. Other people, it might, but not him. So he said, have a cup of coffee or a half a cup, whatever you want, before maybe you take a snooze. And it's going to have an effect over your entire nervous system. Also, caffeine, interestingly enough, causes people to go into REM sleep. And you know what they found? When you're in that REM level of sleep, that's when you get flashes of insight and inspiration. That's when dreams come in. That is when problem solving is done. All because of a substance called caffeine. It can be a stimulant for that. Surprises you? That surprised me. I had never considered that. Didn't have any clue about that at all. Also, something that we've had conversations about on the Donna Sebo Show in the past is cell phones. And there are so many of these energy waves that are produced by the equipment that we're using that can be detrimental to you. If you're constantly wearing a Bluetooth in your ear or you're on the cell phone all the time, you've got all of this energy that's going into your head. And back in the 80s and 90s, when cell phones started coming out, and I was told this by a nurse who worked in the cancer ward, they started seeing people coming in that had brain cancer. And they said they could put a cell phone up to their ear, and they could see the line of the cancer. Now, why is that? Because there is a certain wave frequency, it's like a radioactive frequency, that's emitted. And I talked with more than one nurse that had been in these environments, and they said, oh yeah, we could see it. We knew exactly what caused it. The medical field has known this for a long time, and there's no reason why people cannot be insulated from this, but there just hasn't been the development, per se, to keep this from happening. Well, not only is there that factor, but they find that people are having responses to cell phones, allergic responses. Why? What they have discovered is nickel, which is a metal that is in many, many cell phones, and it is causing a rash on the side of many people's face, 10 to 20% of the population. They're estimating, are having these effects on their face. And women, more than men, are likely to have the allergy. And they think, they don't know for sure, that if a woman has pierced ears, that when the ears were pierced, and depending on what they wore, if they had a post that was made of nickel, the nickel goes into the body. That's right. We can't see it. It's just these little tiny particles. And Luz Afonaker, who is the MD, he's the head of the allergy section, division of allergy and immunology at Winthrop University Hospital in Mineola, New York. He said the most popular models of cell phones, your flip phones, and about a third of the BlackBerry devices tested contain nickel. The iPhone and Android models tested contained no nickel at all. So, if you're finding that you're getting an allergenic reaction in your skin, think about the cell phone you're using. Most of us typically use the phone on one side more than another. So, how you can protect your skin is using the speakerphone, using an earpiece, or putting a phone cover and clear film screen on your device. Fascinating information. It really, really is something that we're getting more and more details about because they have to test this. Why is this happening? So just be aware of that. And having a thin film over it can keep you from getting an irritation. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break for just a moment. When we come back, more good things to share, including astrological information on Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. And we'll be finishing out the spring horoscope for the year of 2013. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. If you'd like to give me a buzz, call me at 888-627-6008. Well, coming up on the show tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the Mystic Cookbook. Oh, this is going to be so much fun. So be sure you have a pad of paper and pen handy because Meadow Lynn is going to be sharing some wonderful recipes here, but a lot of philosophy going along with the food, which is going to make this so much fun. And all of you listening to the show know how much I enjoy sharing recipes. Then on Thursday, we're going to be talking with Susan Sachs Goldman. This woman is a historian. We're going to be talking about Friends in Deed. Friends in Deed. Now, what is this? This is about the history of the Quakers. And when we're talking about the history of the Quakers, we're going to be going back to when William Penn got the property that enabled him to establish Pennsylvania. That's right, the state of Pennsylvania. And we're going to find out some fascinating details about the history of the Quakers and how not only did they influence the leaders of our country so long ago by the standards that they had, but they are still exerting an influence today. Then on Friday, we're going to be talking with Steve Ross. Now, Steve Ross has done something quite exceptional. He's a historian, but of a different type. Steve Ross has taken the time to put together a book on modalities that enable people to be healed of physical ailments that actually worked. That's right. Things that could really help people be well. And the title of his book is And Nothing Happened, But You Can Make It Happen. So we've got a fantastic lineup, of people that are going to be with us this week. And, of course, the show, the Donna Sebo Show, we always bring in such interesting people, and it's my delight to share their knowledge and who they are, what they do with you. Because one of the things that empowers us as people is education. And you need diversity in education. You want to know that there's all kinds of paradigms that can be worked with. There isn't one that does it all. So when you can choose, when you can select from variety, you're going to be much richer for it. Okay, we've covered 9 signs of the zodiac for a spring horoscope, and this is just fun and lighthearted. We've got the last 3, the Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. So let's go for it. If you're a Capricorn, you delightful little goats, you, you are going to find that you are really going to get busy with relationships, and you're taking an attitude about life where you are going to be more of an active participant. You want your life brightened up with more activity. You want to be able to step up to the plate of new experience in 2013, and the spring is going to give you that opportunity. And communication is going to be really, really big with you. How you communicate, who you communicate with, all of this is going to be very significant during this spring. When it comes to success and money, you're going to be more of the frugal nature. The reason being is that you're going to have some pretty big objectives in front of you, and you're going to say, the only way I'm going to be able to reach it is by being really aware of how I spend my money. Now, miserly, you're not. Frugal, you are, and you're going to be putting that frugality to work. And if you take the time to make the right plan, you're going to find that the plan that you make is going to enable you within less than a five-year period to be in a very comfortable financial positioning. What about dreams? What is it that you feel has kept you stuck? Well, I think it's routine. And so you're going to be shaking up your routine a little bit, getting involved maybe in some classes or changing certain patterns that you feel have caused you to stay in a rut. So driving a new direction to work, doing little subtle things that really are going to be supportive for you are going to be in the picture. Now, if you're an Aquarian, my goodness, you really like balance. This is going to be very important for you during spring. You're really evaluating where you are, what you're doing. How do you maintain a balance in your life so that you keep things running smoothly? Communication is going to be important, but you feel many times you're asked to be the mediator in life. You're asked to be the one that looks at the big picture and deals with the small details. This is something that you're very good at. So if you're under the sign of Aquarius, just know that seems to be what you are going to be aiming for during this spring period that is upcoming. You're going to want to keep things in balance. When it comes to money, well, you're not afraid of working with money. You're gutsy. You don't mind taking a risk, but you're going to do your homework first. You're just not going to go into a casino and gamble away $10,000. That's not your style. But you want to do calculated risks, like a Warren Buffett. And that is what you are going to be working with. You're going to be very calculating and very determined to make the plans necessary so you can look at the latter part of 2013 with a sense of, aha, this is what I'm going to see as a result. This is going to be very good for you. And you are going to need to upgrade your environment. This is something that for you, whether it's putting a new color in your environment, maybe painting the walls of wherever you are, you need to upgrade your environment so it's more reflective of how you feel about your life and bring color in. Spring is very important for you. If you're a blue and brown kind of a person because you're so mental, I want you to bring in some colors like yellows and maybe even consider a touch of orange. That's not going to be your favorite color, but it's just you need the vitality of color, and that's what spring is bringing to you. So make sure you look at your environment. How can you upgrade it? How can you declutter it? It's going to enable you to have the focus that you need, and you won't have the foggy brain. If you're under the sign of Pisces, well, you are going to find you need to really pay attention to what people say, what they do. Don't get caught up with the words. Don't get caught up in your own imagination and your own, I wish this person was this way. You need to be aware that when you're working with people in an everyday, practical working environment, or when you are out and about socially, don't try to make people be what they are not. Don't super inflate them, because you're going to get big disappointments. And this is something, if you learn to accept people as they are, you're going to be way ahead of the game. And when it comes to your working environment, you need to really look at the character of the people that you surround yourself with, because what you associate with makes a big difference, not only relative to a level of success, but also relative to what is going to support you in the right way. Money, prudence. You need to be able to save more. You need to be very wise, because money could flow through your hands like water. And you don't want that. There is a feeling, for those of you under the sign of Pisces, of insecurity relative to money. Well, maybe you need to link up with a Capricorn and just say, okay, what's the best way for me to handle it? And talk with someone. You may need to consult with someone. How can I work with my money so that I'm going to have something that's going to be more efficient and effective for me? Dreams and surprises? Well, you're going to have to step outside your box. That's right. You're going to have to be able to see how you can take a risk and not have yourself feel vulnerable where you're just going to fail. Don't be a scaredy cat. You can take the risk. But, again, maybe you need to link up with an Aquarius or a Capricorn to give you that down-to-earth understanding of the best way to take that risk so that you come out ahead. My goodness, this hour has just gone by so fast. I'm so delighted you've been able to join me today. Tomorrow, we'll be talking food, wisdom, insight, and, oh, so much more. I hope you'll join me. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Take charge. Be aware. Open up to that healing aspect of power that you have within yourself. You make a difference, you know. You really do. This is Donna Sebo. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.